A drone expert offers an explanation about the rash of nighttime drone sightings. A new addition is coming to the state capitol complex, and Oklahoma doctors are testing a new option for women who can't get pregnant. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Deborah Shar. An Oklahoma drone expert says aircraft are likely being mistaken for drones. The FBI says it recently received more than 5,000 reports of drone sightings, mainly in northeastern states. Jamie Jacob of Oklahoma State University has spent decades in aerospace research. He says, unlike aircraft, drones are easy to conceal.
If you're going to use a drone for nefarious purposes, the first thing you would do is turn off the navigation lights, because then it makes, you know, the drone almost invisible at night. Very, very difficult to see and very difficult to hear. You know, most drones are going to be relatively quiet once they get up to, you know, 400 feet and above.
Drones are required to emit unique signals. Officials say better ways for the public to identify drone operators are coming soon. Oklahoma City's iconic Gold Dome is a step closer to being revived as a concert venue. KGOU's Nick Daniels has this update.
The Class and Corridor Revitalization TIF Review Committee approved a $3 million taxpayer-funded loan for renovations on Monday. Tulsa music venue operator and promoter Mike Brown is leading the project. Brown aims to preserve the structure, estimating a total renovation cost of $10 million. Brown anticipates the 3,000-seat venue would host 65 events annually, generating around $1 million in revenue. The proposal will now go before the city's Economic Development Trust for approval before heading to the city council. If approved, the project could be completed by early 2026. I'm McDaniels.
Officials are set to break ground Thursday on an arch and amphitheater at the state capitol complex. The arch will honor the 45th Division of the Oklahoma National Guard. Lawmakers allocated $4.3 million for the project. Additional private funding is expected. The site will also feature an amphitheater with a capacity of 100 and a veterans park. Construction is set to finish within 2 years. Physicians at the University of Oklahoma Health Sciences are leading a national clinical trial to help women with polycystic ovary syndrome who want to become pregnant. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the medical device they're studying.
PCOS affects around 10% of women of reproductive age, and it can cause them to have irregular periods and disrupt ovulation. It's a leading cause of infertility. OU is studying the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment designed to help women with PCOS ovulate. It was developed by May Health, a clinical stage medical device company. Dr. Carl Hansen, the chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the OU College of Medicine, says the trial will enroll nearly 200 patients with PCOS across multiple sites.
There's this gap in care where we're going straight from you don't respond to oral medicines to doing IVF. It would be nice to have another alternative.
The study is being co-led by OU and the University of Pennsylvania. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.